Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Can you explain why you did it?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes! Do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage? Look at my arm! Look at my legs! My legs don't work! Look at this!
Try it! I'll do you for that!
What?
Come here! What are you gonna do, bleed on me? I'm invincible! You're a loony.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We say, Joey, you're belt buckle to shoe sole union.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
My message to Joe Biden, I haven't seen you anywhere. I hope New York turns red because we're not voting for you.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, give it up.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. This is a crazy day. All sorts of news. I'm not even talking about the Supreme Court with Donald Trump or Harvey Weinstein's conviction being thrown out in New York on a technicality, or the Boston Globe changing its headlines around to prevent further embarrassment to the Democrats that are destroying the state. How about the Harvard sprinkler story? I mean, no one's been arrested at Harvard, but to me, the sprinkler story is even bigger than the 108 arrests at Emerson College. I mean, this could be, it's from the Harvard Crimson, and it's real reporting, but it could be the funniest Babylon Bee story of the year. The little snowflakes went nuts over the sprinklers. Grace has been talking about it, and I just wrote my column about it. I think they're gonna post it pretty soon at the Herald, just because it's, I mean, how can you not really enjoy this? That, you know, the protesters at Harvard University, I mean, there are a lot of combat heroes, including JFK, all the people who fought in the Civil War on both sides. There were people that fought in Iraq and Afghanistan who went to Harvard. Yeah, every war in the history of the United States has been Harvard people. Fewer in recent years, granted, but they've always been involved. The school was founded, as you may know, 1636. That's why they have the license plate 1636. But now the protesters have been routed by sprinklers in Harvard Yard. I have to read you. This is like running commentary. You know, like we used to do during the Whitey trial. You know, just tweeting it out. And in the old days, you know, Damon Runyon would give it to the telegraphers, and then they would telegraph it into the New York American or the Hearst newspaper, and it would get out on the streets. Now they just put it right out on the internet, the moment by moment confrontations. It's worthy of Ernie Pyle and the other great combat reporters. Can I have some dun dun dun, please, Taylor? I mean, I need some dramatic music for this. Overnight preparations, 11:31 p.m. Maybe I need some artillery going off in the background too. I mean, not heavy artillery, just in sort of like the background, like the, you know, there's an advancing army or something like that. You know what I mean, Taylor?
Yeah, I got that right here.
Organizers notified those at the encampment. And in the encampment, it's like their trenches. This is like the Ukrainian front where they're watching the C-SPAN vote in the House, right? Organizers notified those at the encampment that the yard's sprinklers will go off at some point in the night. As regularly scheduled, they asked student protesters to bring their and others' bags out of the encampment so they don't get wet overnight. See, if they get their cell phones wet, they're not going to be able to get dates on Grindr for the weekend, right? Sleepers, sprinklers, now we go to 2:20 a.m. Sprinklers disturb sleeping campers. As temperatures dipped to 36 degrees, sprinklers near University Hall have begun to turn on. Though none on the grass within the encampment. So it's obviously a war crime. They turned these on just to hurt us because we're protesting the slaughter of the Palestinians by like whoever's attacking them, man. There is movement throughout the camp as protesters seem to start preparing for more distributing buckets around various points of the perimeter. The perimeter! Wow. It's like they've watched combat or something on MeTV with Gramps. 3:50 a.m. A sprinkler has turned on within the encampment in the middle of the tents. A protester covered it immediately with a bucket and is now seated on the bucket. Now seated on the bucket. I'm getting a different view of what's going on when someone's seated on a bucket. Usually it's turned up the other way, you know what I mean. As a puddle forms around it. Is it water or is it blood? Precious bodily fluids. There is little movement among campers. They're paralyzed with fear. There are no atheists in the puddles. Yellow team needs to come now. That's a quote. A protester said on a cell phone when the sprinkler turned on. Yellow team needs to come now. Female presenting individual down. Male presenting individual up. Sprinkler struggle continues at 4:05 a.m. As protesters spend their first night in the Harvard Yard encampment, the biggest threat to their stay has not come from administrators or Harvard police officers, but from the yard sprinklers. Two more sprinklers turned on at the edge of the encampment near Massachusetts Hall. The sprinklers begin to hit tents on the edge of the camp before protesters rush over to cover the sprinklers with buckets and sit on them. Help! Help! 508 says, did any of the snowflakes quote the Wicked Witch of the West? Is it too late to get that into my column? I'm melting! A sign, as dawn broke, crimson in triumph flashing midst the strains of victory. Poor Zionist hopes they were dashing into yellow obscurity. Quote, a sign advertising the liberated zone sits next to an inflatable watermelon bearing the slogan, end the siege. The watermelon, which shares the same colors as the Palestinian flag, has emerged as a symbol of solidarity with Palestine, and our comrades in that glorious group Hambone. Hamas. And then they went all over. Then they all went over to the catered brunch. But there was no Pete's coffee because they were in solidarity with the fired staffers of WBUR. How many more atrocities can one woke group of comrades endure? First, it was the firing of the 20-plus staffers at WBUR and having their Pete's coffee removed, and then the ultimate atrocity, the assault of the sprinklers in Harvard Yard. 917, Harvard needs to figure out who detonated those sprinklers. You know, this is why I always feel bad about having to file my column before the show. I said turned on the sprinklers. Detonated is obviously the correct word. I love the smell of H2O in the morning. Oh, that, you know what? I'm going in. I'm definitely going in for that one. I'm getting that into the column during the break. 844-500-4242. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's 25-hour extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a 2-pack multi-use MyPillows or stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious 6-pack towel set. All available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable 4-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Ken's Place on Pine Point on Route 9 in Scarborough, Maine. Known for their amazing seafood, including batter-dipped fried clams, lobster stew, and homemade tartar sauce. Tell them Howie sent you.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Yeah, the column does have a new final line now. I love the smell of H2O in the morning. Thank you, Texter. Someone also said, were the sprinklers laser-guided or drone run? I said second or third reference to sprinklers put in laser-guided. 917 says, the weed is getting wet. I already had that one in there. I also had, and like, Josh's man bun was totally destroyed. Oh, man. The story's gotten picked up by the New York Post. This could be the biggest story the Harvard Crimson's had in a very long time. Certainly the funniest story. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is when will Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq be fired? By the end of next week, by the end of the summer, or she won't be fired?
I'm going to say by the end of the summer.
6% say by the end of the summer, 20% say by the end of next week, 75% say she won't be fired.
Yeah, I think this one has really gotten out of control. I would have to disagree. But then I didn't think Claudine Gay was going to be fired either. And she, but she was taken out by plagiarism. I don't think this woman has really an academic record. She's just a creature of the deep state, right up to being a member of the House of Lords in England, believe it or not, the Great Britain. But I don't know. We'll see. 844, everybody certainly wants her out, including Robert Kraft, Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, the New York Post, Speaker Johnson, all of no Democrats, of course, because this is they love it. They love all this stuff. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hi, Howie. I have a retired police officer friend of mine, and back when men were men, they had this guy in the drunk tank, and he wouldn't be quiet. He kept yelling and yelling. So the commanding officer calls my buddy upstairs and says, you better have that guy quiet down. So the guy says to the suspect, you better quiet down. And sure enough, he keeps yelling and yelling. The CO calls him upstairs again. He says, open the window because it's cold out, you know. So sure enough, the guy keeps yelling and yelling. Finally, the CO says, okay, hit him with the hose. And when his clothes were finally frozen to his body, he finally quieted down.
Well, you know, they made it seem like they were in Arctic in the Arctic Circle last night. You know, the Crimson kept going, well, it's getting below 40 degrees. Wait a second. I thought the Harvard Crimson and everybody at Harvard believed in global warming. Now it's almost May, and they're complaining that it's in the mid-30s. I would think they would be happy about that. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Yeah, they had a lot of ways to keep people shut up in the old days. This is great. I mean, the sprinkler system. I mean, Harvard spends a lot of dough to get the campus ready for commencement. You know, I mean, I used to know people that taught at Harvard. I mean, real teachers, not just like me teaching 5 weeks. But they said that sometimes they would like move these giant trees around. Not just like palm trees, like they move around here that have no roots, and you can just basically take them with you on the roof of your car. These are huge trees they would move around for commencement. So they want that place sparkling so they can get their endowment up to $54 billion. But of course, the protesters think they're victims of weaponized water. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Howie, I would love to put up a big jumbotron at all these universities and play the unedited version, the unedited video that Hamas did on October 7th that our people in our United States Senate witnessed, that right. Some of them had to walk out. It was that horrific. And I want to see some man bun, upper income white middle class kid see what happened over there, that not only did they rape women, not only did they gouge the eyes out of an elderly woman that was a survivor of the Holocaust after she was dead, they also raped men. I want to see that man bun kid watching that, and then let's see his opinion about the Palestinians and Hamas. They set humanity back 4,000 years, as far as I'm concerned, and I
agree with everything you're saying, Thomas. But you understand they don't care. They barely even know who they're protesting against or for, and all they know is that this is about colonialism. This is about imperialism. And those people that were killed were white, so it doesn't really matter, does it? That's what it comes down to. I hate to be that blunt about it, but it's reality, isn't it?
Yes, and I have a niece that goes to University of West Virginia, and she has a man bun professor who has the patches on his elbows that has talked about how the land was stolen from the Palestinians. And
right.
I just had a long conversation with her and told her, look, you don't know the history of Israel.
Right, right. The Palestinians drifted in about 150, 200 years ago. The Jews have been there for 4,000, 5,000 years. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Limerick guy says, I would have preferred these Nazis had been spayed, but I guess I'll settle for them being sprayed. Limerick guy, I don't think you have to worry about too much reproduction going on among this,
ha,
this crowd.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my God. Hey, the 339, the police should set up cell phone jammers at the protest. They will have to leave because they can't get TikTok. Are they more concerned with TikTok or Grindr? Maybe both. Who knows? Someone else says the Boston cops have surrounded a Nazi encampment at Northeastern. How come they can't round up the illegal aliens this fast? Because they don't want to round up the illegal aliens. That's why. 844-500. They can round up whoever they want. Right now, do you think they really want to round up these people at Harvard and elsewhere? I mean, they're doing the work of the deep state. You know, they're destabilizing the society. They're thumbing their nose at people who work for a living and who pay taxes and pay their student loans. That's what it's all about.
Money well spent.
What?
These student loans we're paying for is money well spent, based off what I've been seeing.
Death to America. But first, pay off our student loans, you dirty pigs.
Howie, the latest from Emory University.
Yes, Atlanta.
Yeah, a protest at Emory University has descended into chaos as Georgia police officers fired rubber bullets and tasers at anti-Israel activists. So tasers were deployed.
Why don't we call them Nazis?
Hey, you feel free.
Or how about filthy, hippie Nazi rabble?
I saw Kurt Schlichter call them Hamas huggers. I like that one.
That is a good one.
Another protest broke out at Northeastern University. I know you just mentioned this. More than 100 pro-Palestine protesters gathered in tents with university and Boston police standing by. Protests erupted in the wake of the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas.
Where were the sprinklers when you need them, Grace?
I don't know if everyone
I'm trying to think of any time I've ever seen any grass. I mean, any lawn as opposed to grass at Northeastern University. You know, maybe they don't have any sprinklers on Huntington Avenue.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the graduation aspect of this, because I do find that that's an interesting dynamic here. So you have all these schools that pay a ton of money to get the schools ready for the campus, the grounds ready for graduations. Now you have this disaster where they know these protesters are going to disrupt graduation, and you're going to have all these parents there who are paying so much money who want to see, and I get it. Like, I know that, you know, you go to a certain amount of graduations, how you know this better than anyone. They're long. They're kind of boring. You wait for your child's name to be read.
I'm really happy I'm beyond the graduation phase, Grace, honestly.
But what I will say, Howie, is for families where this might be the first person in their family, that still does happen. It's the first person in the family to graduate. There are some parents who are really excited, and it's a moment for them as well as it is for the kid. And to know that you're going and it's inevitably going to be disrupted by these nuts, I don't know how the schools are going to handle it. I wouldn't be surprised if they start leaning towards some sort of Zoom graduation, you know.
Oh, man. So these poor kids in the class of 24, they started out having to wear these masks in that panic and nonsense. And now their college careers are ending in another panic, a nonsensical panic, ginned up once again by the Democrat Party.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but considering they've already moved a lot of classes to Zoom, I wouldn't be shocked if it did.
I think you're right, though, or one of your texters was right, that Joe's going to say that, you know, one of his uncles was hit by a garden hose.
No, the best text I got today was Joe's going to say he was raised in the sprinkler community. I really like that. It says a police officer is seen detaining a protester at Emory University. A demonstrator was also seen being tasered by an officer. Video captured multiple students being approached by officers as they sprayed tear gas, according to a witness, and fired rubber bullets at them, which can be heard ringing out on video. The other part of this, Howie, when we're talking about the sprinklers, I saw a video. I sent it to Matt. I think it was in, I think it was UT. There was a person walking by, and they had lawn chairs, folded up lawn chairs, covering the sprinkler system to try to stop the sprinklers from getting everything wet. And this kid goes over, this other student, and he sees it, and he takes the lawn chair, the folded up chair, and he hucks it into the bushes. Like he takes it off the sprinkler. And I started to think, like, this is now an issue.
We're going to forgive that kid's student loans. He earned his forgiveness.
It should be one of those things where you get to choose, you know, which major you want to forgive. You know what? You're majoring in this. I'll forgive your student loans. But the other part, too, Howie, is with the sprinklers, this doesn't seem like it's being very nice to Mother Earth. You're letting all this water pool up in one spot. It's very wasteful.
Right, and you're putting these tents out on the grass. I mean, aren't you interfering with the grass's natural development? These are indigenous grass species.
You're right.
That are being invaded upon by these Nazis.
It's like there's a lot of these places are setting up autonomous zones, kind of like, remember?
Like Chaz.
Chaz, yeah. So at Northeastern, it's a liberated zone for Gaza.
Liberated Lzg.
Yeah, that's what's going on at Northeastern. Now, the president.
By the way, Emory University, that was where Whitey Bulger was given all the LSD that he said drove him crazy.
Oh,
how come
really?
There were no demonstrations about that in those days?
You can really tie anything to Whitey Bulger. It's amazing. He's connected
to
everything.
I got the diaries. When I was writing Brothers Bulger, I got the diaries he was writing as he was going to use as his defense. And one of them was he wanted to get time off. He was in Atlanta when they still had the prison down there, the federal prison. That was a very famous federal prison. Al Capone was there at the earlier. But so Emory University was running these LSD experiments for the CIA. And the more LSD you took, the more time off you got from your sentence. So he maxed out, and he claimed it drove him crazy.
Yeah.
As if he was sane before.
Yeah. Was that in a movie? I know that wasn't in The Departed, but was it in Black Mass? Did they touch on that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Howie, Michael Schill, the president of Northwestern. I really like this part.
Michael Schill?
This is in the Daily Mail, okay? So it says, listen to these two sentences.
I don't know if I would want that name. I might go into probate court to change that name. Schill, okay.
These sentences are so great, one after the other. It says, Michael Schill, the president of Northwestern, allegedly reached out to the occupiers and offered to talk if the group takes down their tents and non-students leave campus. And this is the next thing is a quote from a protester. We have absolutely no intention of leaving or shutting tents down anytime soon. So Michael Schill is going to have to try a different approach because it's not working.
I don't know. Why are they so concerned about that? I guess maybe just because a graduation is coming up. I'm more amused by it than anything else. Why doesn't Harvard just say, guess what? The sprinklers are going to be on 24 hours a day until further notice. How about that? Well, I'll bet they'd be gone, don't you think?
Well, the other part of it, too, is there's this whole argument about free speech and, you know, why can't these protesters have free speech? But what they said at Emerson, or what the Boston police said and what some of the administration said at Emerson, which I thought is true, is they're like, you can have free speech, but you can't disrupt, you know, people's passage to one point to another. If you have a protest anywhere, Howie, you know, you have to get permits. There's a little bit
As
of a
Nancy
process.
Pelosi so famously said, you can't yell wolf in a crowded theater.
Right. And so I have no issue with people. If you want to expose yourself as a Hamas loving, you know, nutcase, then go ahead. But you can't stop other people from living their lives. That's not part of free speech. And Carol Markowitz had a great take on this. She said, of course, there should be freedom of speech on campus, but there very much has not been. And it's sort of rich to start with Jew hatred as the foundation of that glorious new freedom.
Yeah, that's a very trenchant observation.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. Keep your Toyota a Toyota and schedule your next service appointment online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Get more value with factory-trained technicians and genuine Toyota parts. How you touched on this in your monologue, but it is big news today. Harvey Weinstein's New York rape conviction was overturned today by New York State's highest court. It was a 4-3 ruling, and the New York State Court of Appeals found that a Manhattan judge erroneously allowed testimony from three women whose allegations were not connected to the case. It should be noted, Weinstein is going to remain in prison because he was separately sentenced in February to 16 years in prison in a Los Angeles criminal case.
The New York law must be different than the Florida law, because they put a lot of that stuff about William Kennedy Smith into the record. You know, his prior bad acts at his rape trial. Not that they got a conviction, but they do that a lot in a lot of different cases.
Yeah, I'm reading this from the New York Post, and it said the trial judge, James Burke, also compounded that error by ruling that the former Hollywood producer, if he chose to testify, could be grilled on the witness stand and about those allegations. And so even though he's still going to be serving a prison sentence because of the L.A. criminal case for raping an Italian model, this is still a big story today.
Isn't it amazing, though, that they have audio evidence of him confessing and telling the woman that he raped, "I'm sorry, I raped you," right? And yet his conviction gets thrown out at the same time Trump is on trial for doing nothing, literally doing nothing.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
I mean, I know that's not the first indication of how absurd the kangaroo court is in New York, but it's just the latest example today's.
Yeah. Howie, I wanted to get one more story in here, and this is something that a few media outlets have been following pretty closely, but I think it's worth talking about. This is from the Daily Mail. It says at least 13 financial institutions are being investigated by Republicans in Congress for colluding with the federal government to spy on Americans after the January 6th protests, looking for extremism indicators. And I just wanted to read what some of those indicators are. It says the Biden administration worked with banks to comb through extremism indicators like the purchase of a religious text, like a Bible, or searches including the term MAGA and Trump, according to shocking revelations by the committee.
Well, I mean, we knew. We've had the former FBI analyst on who initially broke this story. The Bank of America in Boston, you know, based in Boston, had gone along with the FBI, with the feds, and they were combing anyone who had a Bank of America credit card. If you were in D.C. on January 5th or January 6th, 2021, even if you weren't to visit, you know, to visit your ailing parents or your kid in a college or just, you know, at a conference, and you were in D.C., they were combing your records. It was totally outrageous. If you took a bus to D.C. out of Boston, and you paid for it with a Bank of America credit card, you went under the deep state microscope, and they wanted the FBI in Boston to investigate it, and you know, the special agent in charge at the time said no, you have no probable cause to do this, and he stopped it. I mean, he had other problems supposedly you know, involving other cases, but in this case he did the right thing.
I know, and a lot of these subcommittee hearings, I know that it becomes theater, and a lot of times we go, what's the point? No one ever gets held accountable. But if you're revealing private customer data is being, you know, given out by these financial institutions and they could potentially be sued for it, I think that's a good use of our time, you know, at least so they don't do it again.
Yeah. I fled Bank of America a long time ago, but if I'd been a customer of Bank of America and I found out that they were doing that, I think I would have pulled everything out.
It says Charles Schwab and Western Union have also been asked to turn over documents. PayPal, so Santander, Standard Chartered. So there's some big financial institutions that are involved in this. Chase.
I hope they pay the price, but I rather doubt it.
I would agree. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Grace. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code Howie3. He uses them in both his home and office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Henchy has one in all of his 12 rooms at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them at his animal clinic. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with the USB cable, you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-pack is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. It's back in stock now. It's a great product. I have them in various rooms in my house. Wherever Roscoe roams, they're in there. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code Howie3, that's the number 3, and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Drop off a couple of busloads of Venezuelan illegals at the protest sites and also relocate the homeless there. Oh, that would be great. You know, instead of sending all the Haitians up to Kingston from Yarmouth, send them up to a Harvard Yard. They can all celebrate diversity together. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
The reason that I'm calling is I was on the air with Ed Lampert Tuesday morning, and I suggested that the cities and towns get their fire trucks out and squirt a bunch of them down. That it would dissipate the amount of riots going on here in the cities.
Well, that was the poll question a couple of days ago. You know, what should they use? You know, dogs, horses, tear gas, or fire hoses? Fire hoses won pretty easily.
That's the easiest thing to use, and I'm telling you, they'll dissipate very fast. They won't stay there too long.
Yeah. They used they used rubber bullets today in Atlanta at Emory University. But I mean, rubber bullets, those are pretty dangerous. You know, you can get hit in the eye with a rubber bullet. They had the problem with the at one of the Red Sox celebrations. Someone ended up getting killed, I think, by the Boston police. But it's I would just disperse them. Water works pretty well. Is water though as amusing for onlookers as the dogs or the horses? That's what I'm more concerned about is the comic gold value here. Thanks for the call, Bill. 844-500-4242. 603. I'm thinking sprinklers on the terrorist dirtbag students was the first water to hit their skin in weeks. I said that in the column. This was their protest. They haven't taken a bath since October 7th. Then they just posted my column, by the way, at bostonherald.com. We'll post it in a couple hours on our website. But they posted a picture of this scurvy-looking student. I think it's a female-presenting student, but I could be wrong. And it looks like she's been protesting a lot longer than October 7th with no baths. Oof. It's tough. I mean, it must be weird. You don't take a bath for 10 or 12 months. It's got to be weird, especially when you're getting hit with a blast of cold water. 844-500-4242-256. Oh, my God. Harvard has used a deadly chemical agent against peaceful protesters. H2O. I love it. That's now the kicker for my column, the final line. I love the smell of H2O in the morning. Thanks to a texter. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Take a bath, hippie!